Let us all read this verse together. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 23. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 23. Amen. Let us read together. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Amen. Amen. The husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Amen. Amen. So this morning, amen, we want to talk about leading by example. Amen. Let us all say it together.
Leading by
example. Amen. One more time.
Leading by example.
Amen. Leading by example. Amen. Amen. Leading by example. And so this morning, you may be seated. Jesus would never ask us to do something that he himself would not do. Amen. And he would not say, do as I say, but not as I do. But rather, he allows himself to be an illustration. He makes himself a model. He leads by example. Amen. And the aim of our sermon is for us to remember the importance and power of leading by example. We know you know it, so it is for you to remember the importance and power of leading by example. Amen. Now, an example, of course, is a personal thing that's worthy of imitating. This is a personal thing that is worthy of imitating. And so, therefore, God calls us to lead by example. Amen. He does so because it is difficult to get others to do something that you don't believe in doing. And politicians, preachers, and partners alike find it difficult to some degree, and they are challenged in this area because it's easier to say, but it's hard to do it yourself. And so Paul shares with us, and he gives us the keys to living by example. One commentary points out that verse 21 of this chapter completes the thought of the previous verses. Verses 18 through 20. This verse completes the thought of the previous verses 18 through 20, where it talks about our being filled or controlled by the Spirit. Amen. And while at the same time he is introducing verses 22 through Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4. And in that he is addressing how members of a family should relate to one another. How members of a family should relate to one another. He explains that how the duty, he explained the duties of the wife and the duty of the wife and the duty of the husband. He explains that in for marriage. Very simple. They both have one thing to do. The wife is to submit and the husband is to love. That's it. Everything is really summed up into those two categories. One for him and one for her. The wife is to submit and the husband is to love. Everything else that springs out of that really is systemic. It just grows, other things grow out of it, but that's the fundamental basic thing that each one is to do. Amen. The woman is to submit. Now, when we think about the word submit, submit is written in the passive voice in the Greek language, and it is a military term referring to that which is to be given to someone of a higher rank. For the purpose of function. That's what submission is. It's it is a military term used usually to refer to someone of a higher rank. When you use the word submit, it's usually talking about a soldier submitting to someone of a higher rank. When we talk about that word submit, and he used that for couples in marriage, because we don't want dysfunctional couples, because we have dysfunctional couples, we'll have a dysfunctional society. Because if you have dysfunctional couples, you're going to have dysfunctional families. And when you have dysfunctional families, it impacts the whole world. And so Paul says, I've got to get these things right for each one of them. The wife is to submit. Amen. And that is important. Amen. It has nothing to do with inferiority or superiority. One is not better than the other. They have equal rights, they just don't have equal rank. But nor do they have equal responsibility. The wife is not told to be responsible for the whole family. Eve was not told to be responsible for the garden. Therefore, she didn't need to carry that much rank. But the husband is only given the rank he has simply because of the responsibility he has. God will call him in question. And so we have to keep that in mind. And that is why God says, since I am giving you this rank, this responsibility, you at least need to be able to do something about a situation. So these things are critically important. And the woman submits because of two commands. The lordship of Jesus Christ and the headship of her husband. In other words, she submits for two reasons. Because God said so, and because he told the man, he gave the man that rank. Headship, lordship. He gave him headship in this verse, verse 23, and he gave, she ought to respect his lordship in verse number 21, where it says they ought to submit themselves in the fear of the Lord. She submits out of two commands. If Jesus is your Lord, ma'am, then you ought to accept his lordship. And if he is the head of this home, you ought to accept his headship. It is lordship and headship, not dictatorship. You got to get your ships right. Amen. She is to submit while the duty of the husband is to love. Now he says, so it brings us to this verse, verse number 23, where he tells us that we are to it says that the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. And he is the Savior of the body. Now, in verse number 23, we have two heads. We have two husbands. And we have two married men. He said that the husband is the head. That's one head. As Christ is the head, that's another head. But we have two husbands. He says that the husband is a head. And we know that Jesus is God. And God says he is the husband of his people. Isaiah 54:5, the Bible says that thy maker is thy husband. Thy maker is thy husband. Jeremiah 3:14 says, God tells Israel to turn unto me, for I am married to you. Amen. We have two heads. We have two husbands. And we have two married men. Because this man is married to this woman. Because he says, submit, the man is the head of the wife, so he's married. Revelations 19:7 tells us that Jesus says, talks about the Lamb's wife. Amen. So they're both married. Two heads, two husbands, two married men. But what I want to point out this morning is that the man is told to let Jesus be his example. And this example is for all men, married Christian men, to follow. It is intended to be a parallelism for all married men. All those who are, because actually marriage is God's setup. The world didn't establish marriage. And so this morning, he shares with us, and what is significant not to be overlooked is that Jesus had a head. Jesus had a head. 1 Corinthians 11 and 3 tells us that the head of the man is Christ, the head of the woman is the man, and the head of Christ, the head of Christ is God. Jesus tells us, the Bible tells us that Jesus had a head. And this to me is so significant. Because headship, there shouldn't be headship unless there's fellowship. As a matter of fact, headship is dangerous without fellowship is dangerous without headship. If you're following someone who don't have a head. Jesus had a head. The man had a head. The woman had a head. They all had heads. Because, and I'm not going to hold you, it's dangerous. But it's significant that Jesus had a head. And so what Jesus was doing that the man ought to be doing was he was leading by example. But you can't lead by example if you don't have an example to follow. And so that's where leadership becomes dangerous. In order to be a head, you ought to have a head. It's not wise to try to be a head. Let somebody be a head if they don't have a head. Amen. It's a mistake. It is not a good thing. Amen. Before you are qualified to be over, you must first prove that you can serve under. Amen. 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 Jesus was part of the Trinity, and he served under God. Although he was equal, yet he served under God for the purpose of function in the world. Because his job was to carry out God's purpose in the world. Amen. Amen. It may sound strange, but how many of you all in here are led by your head? Everybody, you got a head, don't you? So it's a natural thing. You led by your head. It's not more important than my body, but it carries higher rank because it has more responsibility. Now, but this thing about carrying, being led by your head, is very important. It's important to have a head. Amen. You have a head on your shoulders. And he says here that the husband is the head. The husband is the head of the wife. That's what he says. But I want you to notice here is that the first thing I want us to see, Jesus leading by example. If you are going, amen, to lead by example, there must be servant leadership. Amen. There must be servant leadership. Because what he says here in this verse, that the husband is the head of the wife, but then he goes on to give an example. That even as Christ is the head of the church. Amen. Even as Christ is the head of the church. Now this is, verse 32 tells us it's a great mystery. He got through talking about marriage, and he says, this is a great mystery, but I'm really not talking about the marriage of the man and the woman. I'm really talking about the marriage of the church in Christ. He said, that's a mystery. That's a sacred secret that's difficult for you to figure out. But he said, this whole thing is strange. That every marriage is modeling Christ in the church. That's deep. That's, you have to study on that. Do a personal study. But he said, when you talk about God got all these marriages around here, and they're doing nothing but shouting out messages about Christ in the church. The husband represents Christ, and the woman represents the church. And we've gone over some of that in previous messages, but what we must understand here is that there must be servant leadership. And because it says that the husband is the head of the wife, even as, and that means that Christ is the example. How is he the head of the wife? He said, what does that mean? I'm confused. He said, let me give you an example. Let me clear it up for you. Even as Christ is the head of the church. He said, did that clear it up for you? And he is the savior of the body. He came to serve. He came to save. Jesus Christ is. Now, when we talk about a savior, he came to save, not to be saved. Did he? The man, when he in relation to the woman, the wife, the husband in relation to his wife, is not there to get, he's there to give. He's not there to be served. That's totally different from the way the world thinks, isn't it? He's not there to be served. He's there to serve. And what you do is you submit to God and he reap the benefits of it, but he's not there to make you serve him. He comes as a servant. Isn't that totally different from the way the world looks at it? Amen. He comes. The thing about it is, it's good to have ahead over you, because that helps you to treat people right who are under you. It's good to have a head over you because it helps you to treat folk who you are ahead over. You can gauge how you want to be treated and things of that nature, because you know how you wouldn't want your head to treat you. So everybody's got to have a head. Amen. God is not put this thing into place where the head don't have a head. I'm not submitting to my husband. I'm submitting to God, who is submitting, who my husband is submitting to. Amen. Amen. My husband got a head. And that's where the safety comes in, is that he is not a head in and of himself. He has a head. And I'm going to skip to the end of this, but the truth is that you must understand that he has a head. Now, if he does not recognize that he's there to give and not to get, then he won't become a provider where he provides himself for you. He will become like a parasite, just getting all he can out of you. Unlike so many men today who think they ought to be served. They sit in the middle of the living room and bring me a paper, amen. Bring me my food, amen. Bring me my dinner. Bring me a beer, amen. I know none of y'all said that, but amen. They control, amen, the thermostat, and they control the remote, and she has no say over nothing. She ain't got nothing to say, amen. She serves me. It's my way or the highway. I control the money. I control. But you know, there's some men like that. They're domineering. They're domineering men. And they think that their wife is just there to only serve them and to really just shut up and don't say nothing. And I am ruling, and I am the one. Amen, amen. And they control everything, and that is not the way that God set it up for them to wait on you hand and foot. Amen. And what they have forgotten simply is that he says that he is the savior of the body.